Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're getting ready to go into a message today entitled, No Cracks, No Crevices. I want you to know the Bible says in Romans 15:4, whatsoever things were written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patient and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible said all scriptures given by inspiration of God. Amen. Also, the Bible teaches us that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now here in Matthew 5:20, the Bible is clear. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. If we expect to enter into the kingdom of heaven, we have to do the will of the Father, Matthew 7:21. Let's go into the scriptures, and I want you to know there's no cracks, no crevices in the word of God. We just got to do it. God bless you. Let's go into the message.
And until you get some leaders like that, you're going to always have a messed up church. Glory to God. Jesus don't call wimps. He called leaders. Glory to God. All right, now, no cracks and no crevices. A preacher, a minister called me the other day from in this area because I'm on every station. You can think of I'm on 910 and out of, or 940 out of New Orleans. We're on 1590 in Donaldsonville. We're on 1550. We're on 106. And I'm believing now to go 5 days a week on all of them. Because all of this area needs to be covered, because this is the sin nature capital of the world, and the spokesman for the sin nature capital and the cannot stop sinning live right here in this city, and I ain't going to be scared to challenge that doctrine. I love him, but I ain't got no respect for that lie you teaching God's people. And we're going to cover the area 5 days a week. We believe in 5 days a week on all of them. Right now, some of them we 3 days a week. And but we just went 5 days a week in Donaldsonville, okay? And one young man called me, and I had so much compassion on this young man because he's a very intelligent guy, very educated guy, and you could tell he was a minister, and I knew what church he was from, but because he sounded just like the brother. Everything he was saying sounded just like him. And I went through the scriptures with him, and I showed him what God's mind is about sin, and he agreed that that's the Bible. And turn right back around and say, but man, we all gonna sin. We gonna have sin. I said, brother, because I ain't gonna let him waste my time. I'll be here to help you, show you how I'm doing it, be an example to you, show you that this is a lie we've been taught. But when you get so crazy that his emphasis was, but you know, man, I'm gonna sin. Okay, and you know what the Holy Ghost was telling me? There's some young man, he's probably about 25, 26, got some girlfriend on the side, he ain't ready to marry, he's doing something wrong. He know holiness is the way, but this doctrine helped him get into heaven. And I said, brother, you better get ready to enjoy hell, because if you die like that, you're going to hell. You say, that's harsh. That ain't harsh. That's the truth. That's the truth. You said, this message is hard. Hell is harder. This is laughing. So what do you think? Your soul is too valuable to me. Hell is harder. And guess what? When all of this life is over, all the breath out your body, do you know what all this boils down to? Eternal death or eternal life. So what we doing playing church and not getting to the heart of the matter? Okay, so then I had another one called, they excited about the word, and he admit, but man, you know what, I got some issues in my life, but through that message I'm finna get my issues right. I have more call with that testimony than the other ones, but when I run into those guys, and especially when you're a preacher and God walking right past them now, because he ain't gonna play with preachers. Because they the ones got the body messed up. But some of the preachers, when they talk to me, do you know what these preachers tell? I'm telling off. Do you know what these preachers looking for? They looking for cracks and crevices in God's word. How can a preacher get God's holy word and look for cracks and crevices? There ain't no cracks in this word. There ain't no leeway in this book. John 20, your scripture. I ain't nothing but the scriptures. Jesus says, search these scriptures because you think you have eternal life. He says, search the scriptures. And all I'm telling people, search the scriptures. Search the Bible and see whether this message I'm preaching is in line with the book and the Holy Ghost in you. Okay? That's all I'm telling folks. Now, why would a preacher look for loopholes in God's word? John 12:48 says that in the end, God don't judge us by these scriptures. Now, so if God don't judge us, God done wrote him a book now. And here's what God said about the book. John 10:35, none of these scriptures can be broken. In the Psalms, he said, my word is forever settled in heaven. He said, I've exalted my word above my name. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but this can't pass away, so it can't be adjusted. But some human beings, and a preacher at that, want God to adjust his word so he can preach it with loops. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. That's why I come up with this subject. No cracks, no crevices. And preacher, if you're listening to me, you need to stop looking for cracks in this Bible. It's not there. Now, they say, well, where's the leeway in this? I tell you guys all the time, here's the leeway. The days of your life. I used to, y'all know my testimony. I probably messed up more than all of y'all. Okay? So I can preach this book because I'm preaching from experience. And I used to grieve when I would mess up or when I would sin against God. I don't know what these people are doing nowadays, talking about you can sin and not even ask for repentance. Where did that come from? I'm serious. Joseph Prince teaching that. Go check it. Yeah, I call his name. Go check his book out. Joseph Prince is Joseph Prince. Oh, the Holy Ghost on me now. Joseph Prince. Womack, what his name? Andrew Womack taught. If you don't believe me, go check. It's on the internet. He taught that grace so powerful, you so saved, you can go sin. He said, they said you can go sin and come out of your sin and just go worship God. And you think, I'm going to be nice and not call that foolishness out? I ain't got the wrong one. Andrew Womack taught it. Creflo Dollar taught grace is so powerful. He was trying to prove, but then they'll turn around and say, but Dom, you shouldn't sin. Well, you shouldn't say what you just said. Creflo Dollar said, you can sleep, grace is so powerful, you can sleep with every woman in the church and still go to heaven. And preachers not calling this stuff out because we play in church. I ain't going to play church. And that's why God got me, all this stuff happened so fast, it made my head swim. That's why God constantly opened the door. Right now, you got a passion in my heart to sit down and just do some simple teaching how to live right, how to live without sin, and put it on television. Because people are being lied to. Jimmy Swagger right here in this city teaches that you can go to, I promise you the man teach this. I ain't lying on nobody. Go check him out. Check me out first, and then go check him out. He teach you can go to heaven with unforgiven sin. About 2 weeks ago, came out teaching that. You can go to heaven with unforgiven sin. Well, then, you can commit the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's the only one I know that's not forgiven. Well, they're going to heaven too. If that's true, that's what they're teaching, folks. And God needs some preachers with courage that are going to come out and say, that's foolishness. And it don't matter what you think about me. It don't matter what you say. Call my name and have them go check my website out and watch some of them get saved. There is no cracks and crevices in this word. The only leeway God give a human being is the days of your life. When I was messing up, didn't know how to, because I didn't have people to teach me how to do it right. I always wanted to do it right. I always had a passion to live holy. I just didn't know how. And God had to teach me. Okay? Now, I would wake up in the morning grieved at the thing that I just did the day before. Okay? I'm just letting the net down, telling you the truth. That's why I can have compassion on people no matter where they are. I preach a straight message because it is straight. But I know people have issues. And I'm saying, long as you're breathing, you can get out your issue. I would wake up and the Holy Ghost would speak to me. He said, son, my mercies, he said, it is of the Lord's mercies that you are not consumed. In Lamentation chapter 3, he would always tell me when I would mess up, I'd feel bad. And he said, it's of the Lord's mercies you're not consumed. He said, because my compassions fail not. He said, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. You know, one day I used to read that and read that, and one day it dawned on me what he was saying, and I lit up. He said, if you still breathe it, I've given you another chance. That's the only leeway you have is the days of your life. Because if you die in sin, this book said that's the end. Now, that's the truth. Now, no other preacher may tell you that. And other preachers may preach this and try to put a little leeway in it. I'm telling you, there is no leeway in these scriptures. This book cannot be adjusted and will not change. The leeway is the days of your life. Now, let me go through this because I got to give you a few scriptures to back all this up, and so we can wind it up for the day. All right. I have decided to believe, to live, and to preach the scriptures for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. Jesus told us that we should search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, John 5:39. A lot of people think they're going to heaven, and they never really check the scriptures out to verify it. Since I've been doing this very thing, I've come to realize that the scriptures that I've been preaching are now challenging decades of doctrine, as well as challenging what many preachers say the scripture is saying. I'm beginning to realize now, when I just preach the scriptures and I prove everything by the scriptures, line upon line, precept upon precept, so you know this is not Curtis Lewis doctrine. This has always been right here in the Bible. And since I've been preaching the Bible like this, I've come to realize that the scriptures now is coming up against so many doctrines in the church, and it's coming up against what preachers say the scripture is saying. I'm going to give you three examples. I was watching Francis and Friends 2 weeks ago. The lady called in asking Donnie Swaggart what this particular scripture meant. And it talks about there shall nothing enter therein that defiles. In other words, the scripture was saying God's not going to let any sin. This new Jerusalem, this new heaven, this new earth will never be corrupted by sin ever again. He will not allow any sin in it. So the lady called in, and Donnie Swaggart said, oh, the scripture means that when you come to him and he get through with you, he'll just let you in and you'll go in without sin, with the emphasis that no matter how you live, he going to just clean you. This was his emphasis. He going to just clean you up and you go in with no sin. That man just interpreted that scripture, because that ain't what that scripture means. Now, my passion is, I pity folks that trust their leaders. Now, she called for her leader to give her an answer on a scripture, and this is the answer the leader gave her. Now, that saint going to go out believing that if I die in sin, he just going to clean me up and let me in, and that's what the scripture meant. That's deception. You can write these down. Okay, that's what Donnie said. Here's what the scripture say. Revelation 22:11 says, when he come, if you righteous, you be righteous still. If you're holy, you be holy still. In other words, when he come, how he find you is how you stay. That's God's answer for the young lady, but that was Donnie's answer to her. Okay? Give you another scripture. Matthew 7:23. Let me just look at it. 7:23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You know what iniquity is? Sin. So you mean to tell me you're going to step up to the gate with sin? He's going to wash you off and then you just go in clean? The Bible don't teach that. Preachers teach that. So you now I'm purposely teaching like this. You know what I'm doing, church? And I don't have no respect to person because God called me to do it. And I know it makes some people irritated and mad, but they got mad at John the Baptist and cut his head off. But John the Baptist preached up until his head was taken off. Okay? So God called people to straighten things out. This man said the scripture mean this. The scripture says it means this. Which one you going to believe? That's why I'm doing it. Here's another scripture. John 8, you can go read it. John 8, 21. Jesus said, if you die in your sins, you cannot come where I am. Now here's three scriptures, got an answer for the young lady, and some preacher gave the young lady his interpretation of the Bible. That's what I'm saying people got to be watching for. Don't believe nothing I say if I can't prove it by the book. Okay, another example. There ain't no cracks and crevices in this word. There's leeway God give you. They had a woman in Revelation chapter 2, starting at verse 18, Jezebel, the Bible call it, and God said, y'all let that woman Jezebel preach and teach her doctrine. He was talking to the church. He said, y'all let her teach, and she have seduced many of my servants. These were servants of God. She seduced many of the servants and committed fornication with them. And here's what God say. And I gave her space to repent. Look at God's mercy. The day, the leeway was the day she lived, giving her time to repent. There is no leeway in the book. And he said, I'm going to kill her children with death and I'm going to destroy you. Now, there's a teaching, famous teaching out that God don't look at our sins. He look at us through the blood. If that's true, why he rebuked six churches for their sins? He said, I know your works. And he rebuked them and said, if you don't repent, I'll take your name out the book of life. Do that look like he's not seeing sin? So where did that dumb doctrine come from? He don't look at you. He look at the blood. All people got to do is read the Bible. But most people said in church, listen to their preacher. And that preacher is giving you his interpretation of the scriptures. He's not giving you the scriptures. And I'm exposing it. And somebody may get to heaven as a result of this. Okay, I told you a little bit about Creflo a while ago. Creflo Dollar taught, and all this stuff, if you go look back in their archive, you'll find it. He taught your sins won't affect your relationship with God. He taught that you can, he said this, and I have a witness, you heard this, didn't you? Did you not? Say, did you hear him? Okay, once, okay. Now, why these weak back preachers ain't up talking about it? Because he got two big churches, and he may hurt you by calling your name. Call my name 20 times, because I'm sure going to call yours. You're misleading people. And God will go find a little country boy that got some courage to say, look, that's wrong. People, if y'all following that, you're going to end up in hell. All right. That's all I'm doing. He the one taught you can't sin your salvation away. Let's let the scripture answer it. Ezekiel 3 verse 20 says, it teaches that when you come to God and repent of your sins, he wipe all your sins away. He don't have a record of your sins. And you are justified just as if you never sinned. But what they haven't taught us regarding sin is this truth. That when you go back in sin, these scriptures, along with many others, I just got three of them, say that if you go back to sin, that blessing is reversed, And now all of your righteousness has been wiped out, and God no longer hold a record of your righteous life. He don't even hold a record of your committing to Christ. And that's why he can look at people that once served him and said, depart from me, I never knew you. Why? Because he's just like coming to him, he wipe out your sins is true. It's the same way on the flip side of the coin, but many people don't preach the truth about it. Ezekiel 3:20 says, if you go back and live an unrighteous life and you die in an unrighteous life, God holds no record. How is it that Creflo can teach and tell people your sins won't matter, won't affect your relationship with God? It will affect your relationship. The Bible says it affect your relationship with God. 1 John 3:8, 3:7. I'm just letting the Bible answer these preachers. That's all I'm doing. Amen. And most folks ain't used, they're not used to this. They're like, I ain't never seen no preacher do this. You know why? Because some of them been playing church. And I don't personally have the time to play church. 1 John chapter 3. And I know this is taking me a little time. No more church as usual. I just got to get through this because usually I'm going to get me two messages out of this sermon and put them on there. So we're going to try to let y'all go as soon as possible. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. I want to read this because you just need to see this. Now, Creflo said, your sins don't matter. You can't sin your salvation away. He's teaching this as a doctrine. He said, now, you shouldn't sin. You should live holy. But my point is, if you teach this, how many people are going to try to strive to live holy? If you tell them their sins don't matter. If my sin don't matter, what's the purpose in living holy? If I can go to heaven without resisting the devil, what's the purpose of resisting him? It's dumb. And people just buying this. Oh, yes, glory to God. They just buying this stuff. Until somebody come along and say, you better check that out. All right, verse. And personally, I love y'all in the airways. I love you. I love you, love you, love you. But in all the passion and love in my heart, I personally don't care if you get mad because I'm doing the will of God. I don't mean that harshly. I'm just simply saying God got to get somebody to straighten this mess up. And you can't play church doing that, straightening the mess up. So if you get your little emotions involved in this and you get mad at me, guess what? You just joined the club because the devil don't like me either. The devil club. God like what I'm doing. Verse 7, listen to this. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. The scripture is absolutely clear. Okay? He that committed sin is of the devil. But my preacher told me my sin don't matter. But the scripture say if you commit sin, you're of the devil. Who you gonna believe? I'm just letting the scripture answer the teachings in the body of Christ. 1 John 1:6. You can read that in your spare time. Here's the last point that I want to make regarding this little segment. I heard two major preachers this week, and I'm after the devil, not after the people. This brother came out and taught. He said, we are not under the old covenant. And that's right. Okay? All you do is believe. I'm like, he must be a disciple of the sin nature gospel. But, and he got two churches somewhere over there, and he got two or three churches in this city that's connected with him. And he said, the young rich ruler that came to Jesus, and Jesus, he asked Jesus, he said, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you know the commandments. He was talking about God's commandment. He wasn't talking about the commandments of Moses. He said, don't commit adultery. Don't steal. You know, he said, you know the commandments. The young rich ruler said, I've kept these from my youth up. What I lack now, Jesus said, go sell all you have. Come follow me. You know the one he broke? Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, because he loved his money more than God. That's the one he read broke. That was the moral of that story. But the preacher said, Elder, this is what the preacher said. He said, you just believe. You don't have to keep these commandments. You know what he said? He said, you can commit adultery. I mean, he ain't said that, but I'm just saying he used the word adultery. Then he said, we don't have to keep the law now. That's what he said. He might as well go on and say you can go commit adultery because that's what he taught. And he taught, just place your faith in what he did for you. Now, folks, if anybody in here believed that, I'm telling you, you believe in a lie, because that's not what the Bible teaches. And a lot of church folks believe that because preachers done taught them that. That man taught that you can break these commandments, but if you believe in what he did, you can still go to heaven. That's what they teach you. Now, two major preachers last week in this region taught that, and I want you to go look at Romans 2, verse 6 and verse 11 to answer the teaching. Revelation 2, verse 18 through 26, and Revelation 3 and verse 1, and I'll look at Revelation 3 and verse 1. Now, he also taught, he said this, he said, because, this is why you don't have to do these things to get into heaven, because he said, because God looks at you through the blood, he don't look at your sins. That's what he taught. Okay, Revelation 3 and verse 1, and unto the angel of the church of Sardis write these things, saith the spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that thou hast a name, that thou liveth and you are dead. If God don't look at your sin, why did he rebuke this church and said, I know your works? He's saying, I know your sins. But the preacher said he don't look at our sins. He look at the blood. Scripture don't agree with that. All right. Now, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. The Bible says that nothing in the Bible is of any private interpretation. You should not be depending on a preacher who is supposedly leading you, giving you what he say the Bible said. That's why you got to test what he preach and go look at the word for yourself. And if that preacher is saying something different from the scriptures, you ought to be wise enough to go with the scriptures and not what the preacher say. Okay. All right, let me just read a few verses and then I'm going to be finished. No cracks and no crevices in this gospel. No crack. There ain't no cracks. It's a straight and narrow path. You got to accept that before you can even desire to want to be there. Okay? God, if you live, that's his mercy. And he's still working with you, saying, I'm working with you. But don't trust that for you. Now, some people say, well, God's still working on me. God's still working with me. You don't know if you're going to live tomorrow. That's the deception behind this stuff. You don't know if tomorrow the day your last day. You don't know if you're going to check out tomorrow. So that's crazy to think that. But it is a fact. If you wake up, yes, he's still dealing with you. Y'all see that? Okay. Matthew 7:13. Matthew 7:13. Hallelujah. This is not regular church because, see, man, it takes a lot to combat and confront false doctrine. Verse 13 says this. Here's Jesus talking again. Enter ye in at the straight gate. This Jesus talking. He said a gate is straight. No cracks, no crevices. Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. You know what he's talking about there? Hell. It's broad. Jesus talking, and Jesus can't lie. And watch this. Many there be which go in thereat. Jesus said many people going to hell. And the reason they're going is by their choice, the choice they make. In other words, he's not destining them to hell. He's just saying, because he know the future, many people going to choose hell because they're not going to choose me. And I'm saying, let's wake up and choose life. And save yourself from this untoward generation.
Praise the Lord. That's it for the day. This is Apostle Lewis. I want to invite you to our webpage for more free teaching. And you can go to the website at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you want to call us, 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.